Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, wow. The SEC has approved NASDAQ's racist and sexist board quota rules. National Center for Public Policy Research has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission over their approval of board diversity rules that require NASDAQ-listed companies to either establish a board of director based on quotas of race, sex, and sexual orientation, or give an explanation that they will accept as to why not. And Pfizer, oh, those lovely, lovely folks at Pfizer, well, they're embracing, something they call equity on every front. In addition, its prior support of the Equality Act that would advance the LGBT agenda at the expense of religious freedom and women in sports. The pharmaceutical giant, recently found by Fox News to be engaging in racial quotas for hiring, as well as fostering divisive workplace environment. David Johnson, the Hasbro whistleblower, was with us first thing this morning. If you missed that, I encourage you to listen to it after we get off air. My guest to talk to us about both of these insanities is Scott Shepherd. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. Always glad to be on with you.
My. What a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Scott, this
To deceive and to get rich. That's Pfizer's getting it all over the place these days.
Well, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, they're committing an evil upon us. I have talked about it here with medical doctors who have come in and spoken about, you know, what it is that they're doing to us with their injections. But irrespective of that, you've got now the racial quotas that they're doing. You know, scripture says, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Scott, you guys have said enough is enough. You're filing a lawsuit against the SEC. Let's start with the SEC and this lawsuit and what it is that specifically has crossed the line.
Okay, yeah. So the SEC was established in the 30s by the Securities Exchange Act. And what it's designed to do is to make sure that companies are giving valuable information to shareholders, and particularly small shareholders, so they don't get fleeced the way people felt like they'd been fleeced after the 29 stock market crash. And so all that the SEC can do, with some minor exceptions, is to force information from companies. Instead, what it's done here is to approve a rule written by NASDAQ that, as a first order fact, requires NASDAQ listed companies to discriminate on the basis of race and sex and sexual orientation by having minimum quotas on their boards of directors for women, named minorities, or members of the queer community. And they don't even define what that means. Right. And so, you know, if you've listened to any TikToks of angry young people with purple hair, that every day they invent something else that fits into that category. So our contention is that the SEC doesn't have the statutory authority to approve this NASDAQ rule. And that even if they did have the authority, it's unconstitutional because the exact subjects, the exact classifications that they picked to set up quotas for are suspect classifications under the 14th Amendment. And you can't use those as grounds for hiring or firing or anything else. That's illegal racism and sexism. And that's fairly well established. And just the fact that this racism and sexism runs against whites and men doesn't change the fact that it's racism and sexism. So in about 18 different ways, this rule is illegal, unconstitutional, and straight up evil.
You mean the evil white Christian men, right?
That's right.
Referring to the evil white Christian men mantra. Folks, I bring that in because, you know, that's something that David Johnson and I, the Hasbro whistleblower, talked about. We talked about his experiences and, you know, and how he grew up in a situation where, you know, he had white bosses. He went to a mixed school where there were all kinds of different skin complexions of individuals. Look, we're all children of God, and that's the bottom line. We are all children of God, and we have an entity here that is attempting to try to create. My good friend Ward Connerly fought and succeeded in overturning affirmative action in California and then in several other states because equity and equality are two entirely different issues. But the left looks at those. There was a graph that I saw, Scott, that I thought was interesting, where they had a fruit tree, and they put all the apples on one side and very few apples on the other, and an apple fell off to the guy that had the most apples on his side, and they said, "Oh, this is, you know, this is inequity. You know, this is wrong. This is bad." Da 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 da. Then they said equality was that the guy on the right that couldn't get to an apple gets a taller ladder than the guy on the left.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but to me, you know, hello, equality is both guys get to circle the tree, right? And get an apple. I mean, that's equality is you have the freedom to circle the tree and figure out which side has the fruit and go for it, man. Just go for it.
Well, that's right. I mean, they switched from talking about equality to talking about equity because equity is, in a sense, the reverse of equality. Because what equity means, specifically racial equity, what that means is a spoil system where every group by their skin color get the same amount of the national wealth as they make up population and same amount of power as they make up population in the country. But if you set that up and you make everything that leads to productivity part of cultural whiteness and to be disparaged, then the group that's favored by that system doesn't have any reason to work anymore because they're going to get all their stuff anyway. And everybody else doesn't have any reason to work anymore because they're going to have everything taken anyway, or a significant chunk of it taken anyway.
Right.
And what you end up with is nobody doing anything. It's like, you know, the old communist joke that we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. Well, I mean, that's where you get with this racial equity nonsense.
Well, and I can tell you, as a former Russian linguist in the Air Force before the fall of the wall during the Cold War years, in talking with the Russian defectors who were our instructors when we were learning the Russian language and our instructors in helping us to understand the Russian culture, they used to talk about that, you know, that basically you didn't want to buy anything that was made on a Monday because everybody was coming back from being drunk all weekend long.
Yeah.
You didn't want to buy anything on a Friday because on Friday they hadn't met quota. And so they were attempting to rush everything through. So, you know, if there were supposed to be two shoes in the box, you might have one left in one box and one right in another box. If it was, some engine, for example, you would have gears that were missing, pieces that weren't there. The engine, when it got into the car, wouldn't run. These were common things that took place over there. And every time, every situation, every factory had a five-year plan. Except that the manager who was supposed to do the five-year plan generally would have failed miserably by about the third year and be fired and or sent to Siberia, which is a real thing. It was a real thing, or executed as a warning to the next manager who came in with his five-year plan that would fail within 2 to 3 years.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible system. People, when I was a kid anyway, thought, oh, well, communism's never really been tried. What the Soviets do is communism. But communism or socialism can never work for the simple fact that people are self-motivated.
Right.
And they won't just do their best to get nothing additional. And so, you know, unless there's a profit motive and a personal motive, society falls apart. And we saw that, I mean, the Soviet Union, obviously, North Korea versus South Korea, East Germany versus West Germany. But we saw the smaller version in Britain in the 70s until Mrs. Thatcher arrived.
Mm.
I mean, they weren't full communists, but they were union, hag-ridden, union controlled.
Right.
You know, socialists, and it nearly destroyed what had, within living memory, been the world's most impressive empire. So you can't do it anywhere. It never works anywhere.
Well, no, and it never works, you know, in America either. And I know there was a gentleman who came out and gave the equal, I was thinking about a guy that gave the equal salary to everybody. But understand, too, that everybody within that organization then is looking at everybody else in the organization to be motivated to produce. And the long-term impact, if I'm not mistaken, is that he's run into a few glitches along the way. Initially, it was all well and good and wonderful, but, you know, those kinds of experiments have problems because of human nature. And then when you throw atheism into the mix and you take God out, we as Christians understand that we are supposed to do everything that we do as unto God, Scott. We're supposed to do everything that we do with a level of excellence, understanding that, you know, you're not the one who's going to judge me. My audience, I love you, but you're not the one who's going to determine my eternity. The one who's going to determine my eternity is God through Jesus Christ. He's going to sit at the throne and he's going to say, how did you do? Now, yes, do we have grace? Yes, there's all of that.
But grace is the power to be able to practice and perform your Christian virtue. That's what grace actually is. Charis, look it up. That's what it's about, Scott. It is the ability to transformatively be what you are not without Christ in you.
Yeah.
Was that a mic drop? Did I do a mic drop there, Scott? I dropped a mic on you, right? Boom. Okay, we're done. Check it.
No. I just thought that was so eloquent. I couldn't think of anything useful to add.
Oh, the light bulb went off, and that was the end of that, folks. The power's going down. The lights are going out in the studio. I don't know what to tell you. No. So you guys have filed a lawsuit. Where does that sit? And then let's squeeze Pfizer in, and we've got a segment coming up at the other side of the break, and we can get some more in about that. But where's the SEC lawsuit sit right now? What do we think? Where are we at?
Well, we filed in the Third Circuit, which is Pennsylvania and New Jersey. It's going to be transferred to the Fifth Circuit because Boyd and Gray's got an organization that have filed as well down there, and so they'll be consolidated. And his approach is to go after the unconstitutionality of the rule, and we're attacking the inadmissibility of the rule because the SEC doesn't have the statutory authority to approve anything like that.
Okay.
And so those will be combined. And so when they're combined, it'll be a full court press with everything thrown at the rule. And I think we're going to, I don't want to predict, but I like our chances because this is just lawless. Yeah.
Well, now, and to that end, I mean, one of the things, you know, that these SEC, FTT, or FTC, FCC, you know, Alphabet Soup, BLM, what have you, they rely a lot on what's referred to as the Chevron Doctrine, which I'm sure that you're, you know, familiar with that, as far as their autonomy to be able to kind of do whatever they want and set their own rules. Do you think that that becomes something that gets questioned in this? And do we finally perhaps see a Supreme Court that says, let's look at this Chevron doctrine and decide whether or not we're going to, you know, continue to allow these agencies to act autonomously without any oversight?
Yeah, I think that's reasonably likely. As I recall, 86 or something, Scalia wrote the Chevron decision. And so with him gone, I think we can see that overturned.
All right. We'll be back right after this break, folks. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. So Chevron Doctrine, actually it was John Paul Stevens that wrote the Chevron Doctrine, just to get that out there, folks, because we I don't want someone to come back and say, oh, that guy, those guys over there, they made something up, and we didn't make anything up. Just
well, and I've got to apologize to your listeners, but I think I took that class in 1996, so it's been a while.
see how you are. My goodness, you just couldn't remember it in your vault. No, I had trouble finding it, but anyway, yeah, John Paul Stevens is the one who wrote the Chevron Doctrine. All right, let's get on to this thing with Pfizer, because Pfizer is using quotas now. And of course, there's a lot of companies. This really speaks to something you guys are trying to address in these stockholder meetings under the Free Enterprise Project, and that is corporate wokeism on a variety of issues and corporations that are attacking. And by the way, I want to encourage you folks to support our sponsor, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative unwoke Christian mobile phone network, and we encourage you to check them out and sign up. Move your dollars, move your economic thrust over to somebody that doesn't support all of this wokeism. PatriotMobile.com. Use the code CHOSEN for a free activation, or call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. All right, Scott, because it's important, right? We want to support organizations that are not doing this, but you guys are trying to push back against Coke and Pepsi, and, I mean, everybody seems to be tracking on this wokeism.
Well, yeah, that's right. And the reason that's true is because we on the right tend to boycott and move away rather than fight back. Where if you remember all the way back in Zuccotti Park in, was it 2010, the Occupy Wall Street, it scared the heck out of these CEOs. And so they decided, well, if we go left in our policies, the left won't eat us or change the law so that it's impossible to make money in a corporation, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what happened. And so we try at FEP, we try to do that from the right, to remind these corporations that there are lots and lots of Americans who, in fact, the majority of Americans who think that this hard left wokeism is evil, and that we're paying attention now too.
Well, think about it. Brendan Eich was one of the first, big names as a victim in 2008, right? He supported Proposition 8, California's proposition to make the Constitution say that marriage would be between a man and a woman. And what happened to him? He was the founder of Mozilla, folks. Yeah. It was his technology He literally wrote the program. He was the founder, the creator. Mozilla wouldn't even exist except for Brendan Eich, but he was forced out for saying, yeah, I kind of like my mom and my dad, and I think they had a pretty good idea about getting married and having kids. I think that's something that we should probably embrace.
Yeah, folks, yeah, I think that's exactly right.
We have got to take a stand. It is not hate to stand for truth. There's nobody that has cancer today that if you had the cure for cancer would say to you, I'm going to hate you if you make me well. Sin is a cancer. We got to cure the people in love. I'll be back with more tomorrow. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.